50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
In the house.
Welcome to the Jason in the House podcast. I really appreciate your time. You're going to have fun with this one because one of my former colleagues, Trey Gowdy, probably the guy I spent the most time with. Trey Gowdy and I were on judiciary together. We were on the oversight committee together. We both slept in our offices, our own offices, and just somebody I got to hang out with an awful lot. And he's got a new book out, The Color of Death. This is different for Trey in that it's a novel, fiction. But you know what? He was a prosecutor for decades. And so he's written about true crime without it being the actual true crime. But he's kind of taken the amalgamation of all of these other experiences and then morphed it into this new book that's just fresh out, literally been out a couple days, The Color of Death. And we're going to have a chat with Trey. So we're going to go short. We're going to go really short on this news. In fact, we're just going to go blow past the news. We're going to go right to the stupid because you know what? There's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere. And of course, we got to go to Congress to find the stupid. That's an easy target. And we're going to go to Chuck Schumer. Now, he happens to be the minority leader in the United States Senate. He's been there for a long time, folks. But this story came out, and I think it's the second time, but it's the first time I'd ever heard about it. But he talks incessantly, he talks repeatedly about Joe and Eileen Bailey. He talks about it routinely in his comments about that's what drives him in Congress. That's what drives his thoughts. It's the pillar. It's the North Star of what he's, what he's trying to emulate and do for the people of New York and the people of the country. The problem is, oh, tell me it's not so. But this couple, Joe and Eileen Bailey, he made them up. They're not a real couple. It's fiction. The theme today is a little bit of fiction, but oh my gosh, it's a little bit of stupid. So you gotta be kidding me. Absolutely kidding me. So that's the stupid. All right, time to bring on my guest. Like I said, Trey Gowdy and I for years and years served together, oversight, judiciary, wonderful human being, great wife, great family. Just really can't say enough about him. So let's just get right after it and bring in Trey Gowdy. Trey Gowdy, thanks for so much for joining us. Really do appreciate it.
You sound remarkably excited. You must be amped up on something.
I always look forward to this. I know it's going to be painful usually on my end, but I have shared an awful lot of smiles and laughs with you along the way. So I already, you would give me trouble actually during hearings. Like, will you quit smiling? I'm always smiling.
Well, you never did anything wrong. I mean, that's what I tell people. They say, well, who do you hang out with? It must be like a den of iniquity up there. And I said, I hang out with the Mormons and Tim Scott. So you're not going to, number one, you're not going to have any fun. But number two, you're not going to get in any trouble.
No, I just start laughing because of all the funny things that have happened along the way. And you got a quick dry wit. It's what's even more funny to me is when you lay something down that is clearly in jest and they don't get it. That's what just, that makes me smile. It gets me, it makes me smile even more. Like, I remember once you introduced me to an audience and you're, you know, I'm saying, yeah, you know, we're so proud of Jason. He's lost some weight. He's really lost some weight. And then you said, you know, boy, by golly, you see, I don't even deliver it as well as you delivered it, but he said, you know, the camera, that adds about 20 pounds, but those other 20 pounds, I have no idea. I cannot justify that. Or when I was a little bit more porky, and I'm even slimmer than last time you saw me, you said to an audience, that, we're so proud of Jason up on Capitol Hill. You know, he took on that Jenny Craig and by golly, he beat it. He beat her so bad. And they're serious. Half the audience was like a gasp, like their eyes were getting wide, like, oh, that was bad. And I am laughing as hard as can be.
You know who's in the half of that audience that's aghast? My wife. She says, number one, people do not get your sense of humor most of the time. She says that. People just don't know you're kidding. And my response is, that makes it funnier to me. Funnier to me because you got it and Radcliffe got it. Tim, about half the time not. McCarthy, about half the time not. But you and Radcliffe almost always got it. And that was enough for me.
And that's because that was our starting point. We know you're going to be going for the joke first as opposed to, and there was nothing like starting a hearing, kicking off a hearing when I'm the chairman and being like three sentences into my opening statement in hearing parliamentary inquiry. And looking to my far left, yes, the gentleman from South Carolina. Will the gentleman from Utah be keeping to his five-minute opening statement, or will this one be closer to 15 minutes? I mean, things like that, of which the Democrats would start laughing even louder.
Do you remember when Hakeem gave, like, that record-breaking speech? He gets 1 minute. They call it the magic
minute. The magic minute, yes.
I call it the Chaffetz minute because you get 5 minutes for an opening statement as the chairman, and literally we would start at 10 o'clock. And then by about 1:30, when everybody's leaving to go eat lunch, you would say, and in conclusion, and that's when everybody would start clapping, is when you said, in conclusion.
See,
you were a great chairman, though.
Well, thank you.
It actually really, really made me sad when you left Congress, because, I mean, as you know, friends are hard to come by up there, and it was just personally sad. I mean, it was bad for the committee, too, because you were great at it, and you loved it, and that was the only committee you wanted to chair. I mean, I mean, back in the old days, nobody picked oversight. Remember that? You and I picked it. Now everybody wants it because they're on television. But back then, it was not highly coveted.
Well, we showed that you could dive deep into investigations. And I remember John Boehner, who was really quite good to me, and saying, you know, you have no bounds on that. You can investigate anything, anytime, anywhere. And so, yeah, you have a lot of latitude. I'm not going to, you know, hold you back. And, that was very refreshing. You were a great chairman too. You did a great job. I'm just glad I wasn't there to see it. That was.
Well, if you'd been there, you wouldn't have seen it because I never would have been the chairman.
You chaired the select committee on Benghazi.
Yeah, I chaired a select committee, but then, you know, Paul put me on Intel as kind of a reward for the miserable 2 years I had with Adam Schiff. And then Russia broke out and I had to do that. And then my buddy says, hey, I'm actually leaving. And Paul and Kevin and whoever the powers that be said, you know, why don't you finish out Jason's term? That's a lot going on ethics, intel, oversight. You know what's funny? He won't mind me saying this either. Every time I see Jim Jordan now, he comes up and hugs me and says, I'm sorry. If I had known then what being a chairman is like, I would have been so much nicer. It is so much harder than I thought it was. Have you bumped into him since he became a chairman?
Oh, yeah. No, he's got a different attitude. He's got a different approach. I see much more of that big Jim Jordan smile, which I didn't see before. I usually saw scowls and, you know.
But kudos to him for acknowledging it is really easy to be the chairman when you're not the chairman.
Yeah. We'll be back with more of my conversation with Congressman Trey Gowdy right after this.
More Jason in the House next.
Free trial is 7 days. If customer does not cancel prior to the end of a trial period, fees will apply.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. Open Phone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Open Phone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to need to take calls on the go? Open Phone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call, so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With OpenPhone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions, and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with OpenPhone. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try OpenPhone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try. openphone.com/try.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're a different kind of wireless company dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Because let's face it, our needs are different. Big wireless unlimited plans are designed for 20-somethings, not us. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on one thing, bringing you affordable, reliable rate plans that suit your needs, not ours. How do we do that? We start by using the same towers as the big guys, the exact same towers. We then create rate plans designed for your usage. The fact is, we can offer you an unlimited plan with the same network quality for less. Because we understand how you use wireless services. Our plans start at just $20 a month. And forget trying to chat with robots. You'll get 100% U.S.-based award-winning customer service when you need help. Come find out how wireless should be and join the millions who have made the switch.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto paying, e-billing, C-side for additional facts.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Legendary tennis champion Arthur Ashe was the first African-American player to compete professionally in tennis. In leading UCLA to the NCAA title in 1965, he created a tennis program for inner cities in 1968 and was the USLTA amateur champ and won the first U.S. Open at Forest Hills, being ranked co-number one with Rod Laver in that year.
This is still one of the Grand Slam titles, and now Muscles is the only player who win the Grand Slam this year. After a day of rest yesterday, he was pretty tough today, and I look forward to playing him again because this year we're all square. I think I beat him about a month and a half ago in Detroit under poor lights. So here's hoping we meet in the final of Forest Hills on my turf. So I'll see you in September.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. If you want to leave the workforce early, you might want to consider several unexpected possible snags in your plan. First, you should have a clear idea of how much you'll need to save and try to set aside at least that much during your working years. According to The Motley Fool, have a safe withdrawal strategy in place. The 4% rule is one common approach where you withdraw 4% of your savings in your first year of retirement. Then you increase this amount slightly each year to counter inflation. It's supposed to make your retirement savings last 30 years. However, it doesn't always work as planned. That's why some people prefer to be more conservative and use the 3.5% or 3% rule. Another thing to consider is that you might have trouble accessing your savings if you're 59.5 if you plan to retire before this age. If a long retirement is something you really want, you really need to anticipate and prepare for the challenges that could arise. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is Fox on Justice. Nearly 80 people are behind bars, and some of those include suspected TDA members accused of trafficking drugs in Texas. This two-month operation, dubbed Operation Showdown, officials displayed rows of guns and drugs recovered during the operation. The focus was on disrupting both drug trafficking and firearm crimes in the North Texas area. A total of 287 guns were confiscated, including over 140 machine gun conversion devices. 22 kilograms of drugs were also seized, including enough fentanyl to produce 240,000 deadly doses, according to the DEA Dallas office. This was a joint operation conducted by the U.S. Department of Justice, the DEA, ATF, U.S. Marshals Service, and local law enforcement agencies. A total of 76 people were arrested, many with prior violent felony convictions, and 8 were illegal migrants from Venezuela, according to officials. Brooke Taylor, Fox News.
Got this new book out, Trey. I mean, you've done some good, great, successful New York Times best-selling books, but The Color of Death. Wow. This one's a little different for you, though, because it's a novel. You aren't bound by facts. You haven't let that be the guardrails to keep you in check here.
Well, I try not to ever let that really keep me in check, but our boss, whom both of us have tremendous respect and affection for, Miss Suzanne Scott, is a crime buff and kind of percolating in my head. To be honest with you, Jason, I mean, for the last 10 years I've been writing this book. I just didn't think I'd ever put pen to paper, but always wanted to kind of write a fictionalized version of what it's like to prosecute, investigate a murder case and all the grief and the loss and being surrounded by death and all of that, what it does to you from a psychological standpoint. And I'm really grateful that Fox let me do it. And I had a collaborator because I have not written fiction before, and it's different. I mean, you've written a ton of books, but they're all nonfiction.
Yeah, it is. I've put pen to paper on what is the beginning of a fiction book, and it is different. It is, you know, the book I most recently did, They're Coming for You, has 450 footnotes. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of research is probably, you know, 2/3, 75% of the time doing research, and then you do the writing. But your book here, The Color of Death, of course, it's got this nice, brilliant kind of reddish orange cover, and you chose South Carolina. I'm shocked for the setting of this book. But you can offer a perspective that is pretty unique, having been a prosecutor, and you weren't prosecuting like parking tickets and stuff. You did some really high profile, nasty, gnarly, disgusting, hard, difficult capital murder cases along the way.
Yeah, I did it for almost 2 decades, and that is the job I want to most be remembered for. I want people to come through the receiving line when I am gone. Number one, I don't want them to ask my wife out. That's the main thing I don't. Do not ask her out. She's grieving. But number two, I want them to say...
Are we sure about that?
Well, they probably will anyway, because she's so pretty and sweet and kind. But my first preference is, you know, don't take a date to my funeral. But number two, I want them to say he was a good prosecutor. And
right.
You develop a bond, Jason, with the, you know, family members of whoever has lost their life, and that is a bond that lasts for life. But it also takes its toll on you to being surrounded. I mean, imagine every day you go to work, you pick up a file of something, of someone doing something unspeakably awful to another person. And it just begins to impact your faith, and it impacts other relationships, because if it's all you see, you think it's all that exists. And I needed to step away from it, but also want people are fascinated by crime and they want to know why. And this was a way to, in a fictionalized way, let them know what it's like to be a prosecutor sitting at home and you get the call, we need you at such and such address. we have a potential homicide. And then from there, the race is on to literally put a puzzle together. You got to make an arrest. A lot of people talk about arrest, but the goal is a conviction. You got to go to court and get the conviction. There's also a love story in it, which, you know, honestly, Jason, the murder part of it, I lived that for 20 years. I enjoyed writing the romance part of it, or the budding romance part of it, every bit as much as I did the homicide part of it.
How salacious does this get? No.
I wanted my mom and wife to be able to read it, and neither one of them countenance bad words. And neither one of them, when I say romance, they're not a physical romance. It's an emotional, you know, but it also raises a pretty important psychological question, I think. So he's grieving. How long do you have to grieve? How long is long enough before you can allow yourself to be alive again, or notice someone else, or think that someone else is attractive? Now, when I pass away, I've kind of given my wife a nice round number of eternity. That's how long that you will have to grieve before you can accept, you know, some man at the church's invitation to go to dinner. But in reality, how long is long enough? You know, there's an African American female in this book that, if there is a second and third iteration of it, winds up going to law school. There are multiple crimes in this book. It's just not the underlying homicide. There are several other homicides or crimes that are alluded to. The problem I had, JC, was I was cramming, like, this book had been in my head for 10 years. So I wanted to, like, get it all out in one book. And right. They looked at it and said, no. This is at least three books. You cannot put all of that in one book. So I had to save some of it in what I hope will be books two and three.
Well, that's good. That's good. Because let's go back, though, to your experience. Because, you know, I've talked to a lot of first responders, both firemen, people who work in ambulances, EMTs, certainly police officers, you know, highway patrolmen, that sort of thing. And my goodness, they deal with the most horrific things in an instant of time. And it's hard for them to move on. And I would, you know, I hadn't really thought about it much until I kind of, you and I became friends and started talking about some of the stuff that you had seen and gone through. But how do you, it's hard to, you can't just separate that, right? You don't just go to work for 8-10 hours and then come home and have your spaghetti on Saturday night and say, oh, okay, honey, we're, you know, I can just totally dismiss this and not have it really truly affect you. How did you deal with that?
I never tried, Jason. I never tried to separate it. I lived it. I lived it 24 hours a day because I wanted to do a good job for someone who was too dead to speak up for himself or herself. I was, I don't want to say obsessed with it, but my wife, you know, remembers us going on, quote, family vacation.
Right.
And I am literally taking boxes down there because I have a murder case coming up, and I just felt like I owed it to that young woman who was killed. You know, she's not taking a vacation. So I remember sitting on the porch, and you try to be there for your kids. I mean, yeah, and it does bleed over to your family. For the longest time, my daughter, who is now a lawyer herself, you have lawyers in your family. Both my kids went to law school. My daughter practices. But when she was a child, she would drag her pillow and blanket to my side of the bed and lay down every night after my wife went to sleep, because she knew her mom would say, you got to go back to bed.
Right.
But she knew her father would not. And it wasn't because I talked about it at home, but she knew what I did. And she knew there were death threats. And we had people living in our house at one point because of death threats. So you try to insulate people you love from it, but I never made an effort to insulate myself from it, because it makes you a better advocate. It just wrecks your soul in the process.
Hmm. And you had to deal with some children, I mean, people who were not adults who were gone through horrific murders. Stay with us. We got more with Trey Gowdy coming up after this.
Step time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. But it take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
It's Jason in the house.
Well, thank goodness there are people like you that would do this. And they're still, they're out there. This happens, unfortunately, all across the country every day. And it does. It takes those first responders, but it also takes those prosecutors who put, I don't know how many months of effort and thought and discovery and questions. I mean, it's just
dead ends.
Yeah, well, that's true too, right? Because it's not always as clean as, hey, I just shot this person. Oh, there he is. Arrest him, right?
You don't need me for that one. But what you need me for, maybe, is we had this wonderful, wonderful, beautiful young woman who owned a beauty salon, which is kind of, you know, this book is not about that case, but Dana Satterfield was sort of the inspiration. It was a way for me to honor her. That case went unsolved for a decade. For a decade, those parents and her children had to wonder what happened to her. And a decade later, we caught a break. And the jury wound up convicting the person in 14 minutes. That's how long it took to get a conviction. But it took 10 years to find him.
What was the break in that case?
The break is something you could never predict, and it's just the cruelty of fate. So Dana had a little girl at the time she was killed, but of course she grew up, and she grew up to be a beautiful young woman, and she went in to have her car serviced. And there was somebody working where she was having her car serviced that said, you know, I wonder, did they ever catch the person that killed Ashley's mom? And he went and did a little research, and no, there had never been an arrest made. And he said, you know, I should probably tell the police. The guy I was hanging out with that night at the mall said he was going to get his hair cut, and he was probably going to ask out his hairdresser, because she was really pretty. I should probably let the police know about that. It took Dana's daughter going to get her car serviced to jog his memory that the guy he was hanging out with a decade earlier, who, by the way, was 17 years old at the time, was going to get his hair cut. And sure enough, we found a pretty ingenious way to get his DNA, and it was a match for the DNA that we found on her stomach.
All right, so that begs the question, what was the ingenious way to get his DNA?
Well, there are a lot of ingenious ways to do it. One is a trash pull, but you have to wait. So it gets a little bit legally complicated. I know you love the Jones case, but so let's assume you and Julie have trash cans that are beside the back door or your garage door of your house.
Yes.
All right. That, you could argue, is your property that you have not abandoned until you roll it down to the end of the street, or until it's pickup day, or until it has been picked up. But if I'm waiting there and it's picked up and it gets on the trash truck, then you have abandoned that property. You no longer have a property interest in it. And I don't need a warrant to search it. I can start going through tissues or toothbrushes or forks or anything else to see whether or not it's a DNA match. So with the way DNA works, we had DNA on Dana's stomach. So we had the profile of whoever the killer was. We just did not have anyone to match it to.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do a trash pull, then you have the DNA, and you can compare the two, and it was a hit.
Wow. Stay with us. We got more with Dre Gowdy coming up after this.
More Jason in the House next.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Our needs are different. Big Wireless wants us in an unlimited plan, but if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on affordable, reliable plans, including data that suits your needs, not ours. Our plans start at just $20, and you'll get the best customer service in the business.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Attention retirement savers. A top U.S. bank predicts a 2025 recession as tariffs rattle markets. According to reports, 2025 recession risk just increased significantly. That's why thousands of hardworking Americans are turning to award-winning precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you can get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver for qualified accounts. Call 855-969-GOLD. Find out how you can help diversify your savings, tax and penalty free today. That's 855-969-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Free trial of 7 days. If customer does not cancel prior to the end of a trial period, fees will apply.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. Open Phone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Open Phone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to need to take calls on the go. Open Phone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call, so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With Open Phone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions, and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with Open Phone. Open Phone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Open Phone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try. openphone.com/try.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A boost to help our senior dogs stay healthy and live longer makes today's Dean's List. The director of Gray Muzzle Organization is celebrating over $1.5 million in grants to 111 animal welfare groups in the U.S. The grant recipients in 33 states can fund medical and dental care, adoptions, foster, and hospice programs, and the resources that keep senior dogs in the homes that they love. Since 2008, the Gray Muzzle has provided $7.3 million in grants to support senior dogs across the U.S., and one of those groups is called the Golden Bark, where safe, loving foster homes give older dogs a place to enjoy life in their advanced age. The funding also helps place senior dogs into retirement homes with humans that will support and love them the most. So thanks to all of those who support our dogs, especially the ones that have been around a good long time. You all made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Lyme disease can be common during this time of year. A bacterial infection causes the disease transmitted to humans through the bite of a deer tick. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says deer ticks can be just the size of a poppy seed, but can inject a numbing chemical when they bite, so it can go undetected for weeks. Experts tell Fox News Digital the infection can lead to joint pain, severe muscle pain, Lyme arthritis, even cardiac complications and neurological conditions. One major sign of Lyme disease, a red circular bullseye rash or multiple rashes. The CDC says most cases of Lyme disease can be treated with 10 to 14 days of antibiotics. Being treated that way in the early stages usually leads to a rapid and complete recovery. Lyme disease is especially prevalent in the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and Upper Midwest regions. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All right, let's talk about the color of death. Tell me, okay, so you have the right background to do this. You've had the experience. You've lived it. Hard, difficult, romantic, the whole bit. What do people, why, what's the premise of the story here without giving anything away?
Well, you have a prosecutor that has suffered the worst two cuts that life could possibly give someone. So he is... You know, Jason, there's a difference between wanting to kill yourself and just being apathetic about whether you live or not. He just doesn't care anymore. He's right. Lost everything that he wanted, but he inadvertently got put on call. So he got on the call list the night this murder happened, and he responded. And as we tend to do as prosecutors, we become obsessed with helping this person who can no longer help herself. And he's got friends that are in law enforcement, and it is a roller coaster of a ride. They have suspects that look good, and they don't pan out. And most people that, you know, that have read the book already did not see the ending coming. So it is a very, very surprising ending. But along the way, he's got enemies from his past that are messing with his life. He's got corrupt judges, corrupt cops. But they're good judges and they're good cops. It is a realistic view of what happens from the moment a homicide takes place until the verdict comes down. And then the reality is that verdict echoes through eternity because the family will forever be impacted, but so will the people that work the case. I mean, there's a reason trial lawyers have pretty high divorce rates. They have pretty high alcohol issue rates. I mean, I don't drink, and I've been married to the same woman for now 36 years. I enjoyed being in the courtroom, but it does take a toll. It just took a different. Took a toll in a different way for me. Not drinking, married happily to the most beautiful woman in the world for 36 years, but it does impact how you view human nature, and it impacts in some ways your faith because you just wonder, you know, God, why this person and why not that person?
Right. Yeah. Life is so delicate. And this will be great. So the book is out now, The Color of Death, by Trey Gowdy. And knowing you, I know we're going to love it. So congratulations.
Well, I think you're gonna like it. There's absolutely no correlation whatsoever. So, you know, the killer's name is Jason Chaffetz. The killer was a place kicker at BYU. Right. And that the killer is actually the reason they
the real bad guy. Yeah, thanks.
You can't take your helmet off on field and wave your hair around after you make a kick.
Did that ever happen? I don't know.
Yeah, it happened every time you made a kick. But I want people to know it's completely fictional.
I just want to, for the record, explain that we never lost a game by the margin of my missed kicks.
And nobody knows what that means. It's like the Pythagorean theorem. I mean, we never lost a game by the margin of one of my missed kicks. It's like Einstein can't figure that statement out.
It is crystal clear. The only reason I can continue to live in Utah is the fact that we never lost a game by the margin of my missed kicks. That's it.
You know, God rest his soul. I actually emailed Stephen Hawking and said, what does Jason mean by this? And he emailed me back and said, I don't have a clue. It doesn't make any sense.
Stephen Hawking. That's interesting. You guys are trading emails. That's good. That's really good.
Well, he had some questions about the universe he wanted to ask. And, I mean, who better to ask than a guy that never took a math class in college?
Sort of like the D.C. Court of Appeals asking my opinion on the Jones case. I mean, yes,
well,
very similar.
Maybe not quite that bad. But
very similar.
You need to write a fiction book.
I've got one. I got to figure out how to do it.
We just heard the title. We never lost a game by the margin of my missed kick by Jason Chaffetz.
That's reality. That's not fiction. That was truth.
Was your coach Bronco Mendenhall?
No. Mendenhall.
Lavelle Edwards?
Mendenhall. No. Lavelle Edwards. Lavelle Edwards is my coach. So. Yeah.
Is he still with us?
He's not.
Okay.
But great man, great coach, a real father figure.
Well, I will see him in the next world, and we will have a conversation about your kicking abilities.
Well, I'll tell you one quick story about Lavelle Edwards. It's funny. So when he was in college, he actually was a deep snapper. So every once in a while, even though he was getting up there in the years, he would go and deep snap. And one of the very first times he did it, he deep snapped at practice, obviously, and I missed the kick. And he looks back at me, and I said, yeah, it was a bad snap, coach. He started laughing. And then the other funny thing that I thought was pretty funny was we had a fake field goal. And the idea was that you would snap it to the holder. Then the holder would pitch it to me. I'd roll right or left and then throw it to the tight end. So first time I did that, I just drilled it right into the ground. I mean, it was right at this guy's feet. And he said, all right, try it again. Let's go left. So we do it, snap, pitch it to me, roll left, try to throw it to the tight end. And I just sailed it over the guy's head. And he comes over, he kind of gives me his big jowls, if you know what Lavelle Edwards looks like, and these great big jowls and kind of this permanent frown almost, even though he's a really happy guy. But he comes over, waves me over, puts his hands on my shoulders, and he said, I don't want you to ever think about this or dream about this because I am never, ever calling this play, ever. So don't worry about it. And then he managed at the time we had Ty Detmer, who went on to win the Heisman Trophy. He said, I can do that crap or I can just have Ty Detmer do it the right way. So don't even think about doing this again.
I got a question I got to ask you because I was talking to Shane Beamer last night. I love him. He's the coach of the University of South Carolina Fighting Gamecocks. And they're having a kicking competition, and they try to simulate pressure for the kickers in practice. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there are 80,000 people there, and they're all yelling. How do you simulate pressure in practice for a place kicker?
Oh, there's a couple ways. The first one was the very first practice as a freshman that I ever went to. I didn't know that they recruited me and another guy. And so the other guy was the first string. So it's the first practice. We go out there, kickoff returns first. This guy named Glenn is up there. Glenn hits this squib of a kick. It was awful. So he yells at Glenn, gets right in his face, and he says, and this is not the head coach, but a coach French. And he said, all right, Glenn's second string. Chafe, it's your first string. So he gets right up in my face, like, the reason they place kickers have face masks is to keep their coaches that far away from their face. And he is screaming in my face. He said, now you kick that ball down there. And if you don't do it, I'm going to give you a hot dog and a map and you can go home. And I'm like, ooh, okay, there's pressure. So I get back there and I kick the kickoff and it went over this guy's head. And the coach comes up right in my face. He said, I just want you to go down there and kick it to him. And I said, well, tell him to back up. And the coach smiled. He couldn't help. He just smiled. And the other guy, like less than a week later, quit the team. And that's kind of how I got the... Now, if you really want to intimidate a kicker and you really want to push, go to the guys at the end of practice who've been out there for 2.5 hours, sweating, hot, can't... All right, Chaffetz, let's back it up to 55 yards. If you don't make this... These guys run another mile, or, you know, we got to do wind sprints. And so when you have the whole team looking at you like, brother, you better make it because I don't want to run, that puts pressure on you. That's a good one.
So that's why y'all are always by yourself, because you have no friends on the team because you've missed a kick in practice.
It's usually that or a game, and yes. But, you know, my coach was nice. He'd let us loose and be gone before we even the guys got done. I was off, you know, getting to training table. Come on, it's the one place.
Could you kick off a tee back then, or was it off the ground?
So my junior year, I'm the starter. We're finally going to play. It's the first year in the NC2A where you get no tee.
Oh.
So that's definitely harder because it's all about trajectory. But that's another podcast, Trey Gowdy.
Okay, all right. This one's about the color of death.
The color of
August
death.
26.
We're so a little off topic, but the color of death. Yeah. All right, last question.
The color of death was your special teams coach, the look on his face when you were setting off to kick a kick.
I tell you, the closest I ever came to losing a game was at the University of Hawaii. And I missed a field goal, but the guy hit me. They threw a flag. We got a first down. We scored a touchdown, and we won. Whew, that got me out of
really
a hot spot.
Did you, or did you act?
Oh, that's I am totally – that was not an act. That was 100%. It hurt. It still hurts. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
All right. Well, thank you for letting me commandeer your podcast to talk about your kicking days. And thank you for letting me.
For the two people that are still listening to the podcast at this point, Trey Gowdy's got a new book. The Color of Death. Yeah. The Color of Death is out. No, congratulations on the book. And last question for you, because I had this written down, like I really wanted to ask you, which is there a fictional or a fiction or crime novelist that you like better than others?
You know what? I read very little crime, just like I don't watch crime miniseries.
We all see you on the Forensic Files, by the way.
Yeah, they cover a lot of my cases, but that's more a reflection that we have some awful cases. I read a ton, but I mainly read historical fiction. Just like people say, did you watch the Jeffrey Dahmer series or did you watch the Alex Murdoch? I don't watch it because
I asked you about the JonBenet Ramsey stuff, and you're like, nah, yeah. I didn't even watch it.
No. I mean. Although I was telling Emily Campagno, if I make it on the other side and God lets me ask a question, that's going to be one of the first ones I ask, because that case has haunted me since the day it happened, Casey. Yeah. I just cannot figure out what happened. And as a prosecutor, you just want to figure things out.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on the book. And seriously.
Congratulations on yours. I mean, you've written, I hesitate to say you've written. You had somebody write yet another bestseller for you. So I don't know if you've had a chance to read it or not, but it's really good.
When I went to record the audio for it, Trey said, I said, oh, I'm going to record the audio, which takes like 3 days to do. And he said, oh, good. You get to read your book for the first time. I'm like, shut up. It was a collaboration with me and Jennifer Scott. Give me a break.
You have to admit that's funny.
It is funny. But no, and seriously, on a very serious note, Thank you for all that time, effort, talent, and heartache and everything else, all the emotions that go into doing the very difficult thing in life. Because you could have picked easy parts of law that wouldn't have torn you apart. And God bless your wife who's, you know, put up with a lot of that along the way. But it takes a special person, special family to do it and do it right. And you did for 20 years plus, right? So thanks for that. Yeah, you affected a lot of people's lives.
Thank you for being my friend.
Thanks so much for joining us on the Jason in the House podcast. All right, I want to thank Trey Gowdy. Congratulations on the new book. We said it multiple times, The Color of Death. He's a good guy. He's the right guy to write a book like this because he's actually been a prosecutor. He's not like a writer trying to figure out what a prosecutor would actually do. And so he's a prosecutor trying to figure out how to put it into fiction. So this will be an interesting test, but I'm sure it's going to be a home run. I would appreciate if you could rate the podcast, if you could like the podcast, that would be awesome. Subscribe to it so it just shows up in your box once a week. I want to remind people you can listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Thanks again for listening to the Jason in the House podcast. So again, rate it, like it, subscribe to it. And we'll see you back again next week. Look through the treasure trove. We've done a couple hundred podcasts in the past. Scroll through those if you so choose. I'm Jason Chaffetz. This has been Jason in the House.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to...
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart.
And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. President Trump is putting Venezuela on notice, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The Pentagon says two Venezuelan military aircraft flew near a U.S. Navy vessel, calling it a highly provocative move. And the president issued this warning.
If they do put us in a dangerous position, they'll be shut down.
The Venezuelan military action came after the U.S. carried out a deadly strike on a boat that the president said was carrying drugs from Venezuela. Administration officials say they will continue to carry out such military strikes to stem the flow of illicit drugs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says his party is formulating a plan to confirm a bunch of President Trump's nominees in batches over the next few weeks.
And this is the first president in history in the annals. We went far as back as Herbert Hoover's administration. There hasn't been one president, with the exception of Trump, who at this point in his presidency hasn't had at least one nominee clear by unanimous consent or voice vote. It is unprecedented what they're doing. It's got to be stopped. The president deserves his team, and that's what the American people voted for, and we intend to deliver it.
Senator Thune made his comments on the Salem Radio Network. A federal trial begins this week for a man charged with trying to assassinate President Trump as he played golf in Florida during the campaign last year. Jury selection expected to start on Monday and take 3 days, with opening statements before the week is out. The court has blocked off 4 weeks for trial. 59-year-old Ryan Ruth has gotten the judge's okay to represent himself. Former President Biden has decided to build his presidential library in Delaware. He's also tapped a group of former aides, friends, and political allies to begin the heavy lifting of fundraising and finding a site for the museum and the archive. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-458-9469. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-458-9469. 800-458-9469. 800-458-9469.
Tesla is asking its investors to approve a proposed compensation package for CEO Elon Musk that could be worth about $1 trillion and is based on the electric vehicle maker hitting certain ambitious milestones over the next decade. The company, which is also leaning heavily into robotics and AI, says that the package includes a dozen share tranches that will be given to Musk if it hits certain targets over the 10-year period. To achieve the initial amount of the compensation plan, Tesla would need to hit a market cap of $2 trillion, double its current valuation. Fox News seemed to be dealt a crippling blow in a $787 million settlement of a libel lawsuit more than 2 years ago, but it has instead thrived. Fox's ratings are at a high when most TV networks are sliding, including news rivals CNN and MSNBC. And Fox is the go-to source to distribute news for the new Trump administration. News and analysis at townhall.com. Republican Curtis Sliwa likes his chances in a crowded New York City mayor's race.
Curtis Sliwa, the red beret-wearing founder of New York City's Guardian Angels Anti-Crime Patrol Group, is the Republican candidate for mayor again in the city.
If the people are good enough to elect me mayor November 4th, I'll take the beret off for all time.
He lost to Democrat Eric Adams by almost 40 percentage points in 2021.
I will be the alternative.
The field includes Adams running as an independent along with fellow Democrat Andrew Cuomo and the official Democratic nominee, Zoran Mandami, who is leading. Sliwa is running on an anti-crime platform. Julie Walker, New York.
Today is Sunday, September the 7th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including jazz musician and icon Sonny Rollins. He is 95 years old today. Actor Corbin Burnson is 71. More on these stories at townhall.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Fox News Podcasts presents the Brett Baer Podcast with Fox News Chief Political Anchor Brett Baer.
In a big announcement on Tuesday, President Trump revealed the U.S. Space Command headquarters would be moved from Colorado Springs, Colorado, to Huntsville, Alabama. During that press conference around that announcement, the president taking questions from reporters, responding to what he called false rumors of his death and addressing the Democratic Party's response to his use of the National Guard.
If I didn't send the National Guard into Los Angeles, I would be making an announcement today. I'd be talking about Huntsville, and I'd simultaneously be saying, by the way, the Olympics is not coming to Los Angeles.
Meanwhile, in China, President Xi Jinping hosted the leaders of more than 20 Eastern nations for the annual meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Notable attendees included Russian President Vladimir Putin, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. A lot of talk about a new axis of evil. Lots to discuss. Let's bring in our panel, former Tennessee Congressman, co-host of The Five, Harold Ford Jr., anchor and executive editor of The Story, host of the Untold Story podcast, Martha McCallum, and Fox News senior congressional correspondent Chad Pergram. Chad, I want to start with you because you got a lot of movement on Capitol Hill. Congress is back. What's the feeling there? The big push, obviously, to get funding before the end of the month.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing that they have to do, and there's some chatter about that already. We learned this afternoon that House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, had a conversation about this the other day. I pressed Jeffries this afternoon about, what were his red lines, what specific policy things he wants. Remember that Democrats, certainly Senate Democrats, helped Republicans avoid a government shutdown back in March. Chuck Schumer kind of gave away the farm without getting anything in return. And at the end of the day, there wasn't a government shutdown. So, what they will ask for, could it be getting the troops out of Washington, D.C.? And that's an issue that's probably going to, come to the fore in the next week or so. Ostensibly, they'd have to have a vote to keep those troops in Washington for more than 30 days. Would he ask for them to restore money for USAID and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting? Remember, that spending was canceled. Could it be something different, like maybe, COVID vaccine rules? Making the eligibility, opening that up a little bit. That's a big controversy here as RFK Jr. He testifies before the Senate Finance Committee on Thursday. They had the firing of the CDC director just a couple of days after, she was confirmed. And that's the other thing I'd watch for, too. you have all this hullabaloo about government funding. John Thune is making no bones about trying to change some of the Senate procedures to expedite nominees. Now, Democrats will say, well, you know, you confirm somebody, the CDC director, and then fired her 3 weeks later. So what's the waste of time here? But they might try to do that. That is very tough. We saw the Democrats crack that door open in 2013. Republicans advanced that in 2017. But those are the three or four things that we're looking at. Oh, and the Epstein files.
Yes.
Guess what? Remember that the House of Representatives left a day early in July to avoid dealing with this. What are they dealing with on the first day they're back? The Epstein files. In fact, the Speaker has a resolution that's before the Rules Committee that would basically codify what the Oversight Committee is doing. And it doesn't Bigfoot this effort by Ro Khanna, the Democrat from California, and Thomas Massie, the Republican from Kentucky, to go around the leadership and put a resolution on the floor and compel a vote on releasing the Epstein files. But just by doing this, kind of the wink and the nod is that this would convince some Republicans who might support that to back off and say, yeah, the leadership is addressing this issue.
Yeah, a lot happening. Harold, the back and forth with Chicago, Illinois, the governor, Governor Pritzker saying that he thinks there's already staging of National Guard troops in Illinois by President Trump, and he wants to push back against that. By the way, Mayor Bowser in D.C. came out and said she'd be in favor of extending the federalizing because she's seen such a change. How do you think this falls? And, I mean, Chicago and Illinois is different than D.C.
So, good to be with you. I wish that Mayor Johnson, Governor Pritzker, would say, look, we are not necessarily for all of these things that you, the way you want to do it, Mr. President. You've had success in Washington. You have more of a role to play in Washington. We want to come meet with you. I'm going to bring a few governors. Let's figure out how we can craft a way that makes sense for the people of Illinois. Our goal is to reduce crime. Your goal is to reduce crime. Let's see if we can do that. I hope Governor Pritzker can come to that. We've talked about that on your show and some other shows in the past. I'm hopefully he's able to do that. Two, I hope Congress, to Chad's point, I hope they decide to pass a crime bill. I've said, and many have said over the last few weeks, the last time we had a national crime bill, a Democrat was president, Bill Clinton. He put 100,000 cops on the street. He gave more prosecutors to prosecute violent crimes. He even gave cities and localities monies or resources to provide summer jobs and opportunities to give kids more things to say yes to that are positive than the yeses that they say, which are oftentimes negative in parts of the year. Our own former colleague, Judge Pirro, has talked about the U.S. attorney in D.C., about how so many of these young kids are involved in these crimes because they know they won't be prosecuted. Maybe some of those rules should be changed, and Congress can do this. So I'm hopeful that they will. Just as an aside, I think this convening, and maybe we're going to come to the convening of these leaders in China on right before you're going to have a meeting of the UN leadership here from around the globe here in New York, is a very telling and potentially devastatingly terrible and powerful meeting amongst people who don't have our best interests at heart. And the further we get away from the Alaska summit, one has to ask the question, I hope the White House is asking, is what they're doing working? I hope it is. It doesn't appear from someone here with the cheap seats that this is working quite as effectively as we want it
to.
Yeah,
on the foreign policy front, Martha, I mean, the president said that he may have to do something different and acknowledge that it's not working with Russia and Ukraine, getting them to the table. And he said that if they're not sitting in a bilateral meeting, then there's going to be consequences.
Yeah, and he has said that several times. I think that the effort was very clear to bring them together, to go to meet Vladimir Putin in Alaska. You were there. But it's clear that it's not bringing them together at this point. And is Putin just still tapping him along, as he has said in the past? And I think, you know, the president obviously recognizes that you can make the greatest effort possible, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to get you there. Today, when we just heard from him a short time ago, he said, you know, maybe we don't get there. And that's a scary proposition. If that's where we're headed here. And you saw this meeting that Harold was just speaking about with Modi and Xi from China and Vladimir Putin. But, you know, those three actors, they have a lot of problems with each other. I mean, they are not, you know, they might have a convenience of making that appearance together. But, you know, there's conflict between China and India. She hasn't always been that enthusiastic about making his support for Russia a very open thing. We have the huge tariffs that are on India right now with regard to their Russian oil purchases. So, you know, they have their own frictions between them. And President Trump said today, you know, I wasn't worried about that meeting. China needs us, and we do have a good relationship with India. So you see all these chess pieces kind of slowly moving around. And it is, as President Trump has said, much more difficult than he anticipated.
More of the Brett Baer Show coming up.
Free trial is 7 days. If customer does not cancel prior to the end of a trial period, fees will apply.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. Open Phone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Open Phone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to need to take calls on the go? Open Phone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call, so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With OpenPhone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions, and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with OpenPhone. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try OpenPhone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try. openphone.com/try.
We've got trade wars, rising costs, global chaos, and a skyrocketing national debt. It's no wonder gold keeps hitting record highs. With everything going on in the world, thousands of hardworking Americans are looking to help diversify their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated gold company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver if you qualify. Find out how you can diversify your savings, tax and penalty-free today. Call 855-969-GOLD. That's 855-969-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Our needs are different. Big Wireless wants us in an unlimited plan, but if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on affordable, reliable plans, including data that suits your needs, not ours. Our plans start at just $20, and you'll get the best customer service in the business.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Fox on 10.
Instagram has some new things for you to try, and one thing you may think twice about trying. Aside from new abilities to repost others' content, Instagram now has something called Instagram Map, which the Meta-backed social network says is intended to help you link up in real life with your Insta pals. It is a map displaying one's location, updated each time one opens the Instagram app, and that has a number of users complaining that it might just be the Insta tool an Insta stalker needs to Insta find them. Now, the feature is not automatically turned on, and there is an option to share only with selected people. But just to be sure it is not broadcasting your location, go to the top of the DM box and then to the map, tap the settings icon in the upper right, and then select who can see your location and change it to none if you want no one to find you. Don't forget to tap done to save the settings. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. An Australian woman who murdered three of her in-laws with a meal of toxic mushrooms also allegedly tried to murder her husband using poisoned pasta, a chicken curry, and a sandwich wrap for a year leading up to the fatal lunch. A judge on Friday lifted a gag order on pretrial evidence involving 50-year-old triple murderer Aaron Patterson. Part of that evidence was testimony from her husband, Simon, who had thought he was being poisoned on family camping trips between 2021 and 2022. One time, he says he even fell into a coma until part of his colon was removed. Patterson was initially charged with attempting to murder him, but those charges were later dropped. A jury last month, though, found Patterson lured her in-laws and another couple to their home in 2023 and poisoned their beef Wellingtons with death cap mushrooms. Three died, one survived. Simon was invited to that lunch, too, but declined the invite. Patterson will be sentenced later this month. There's more on the story at FoxNews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
When Richard Nixon resigned the presidency on August 9, 1974, Vice President Gerald Ford took the oath of office administered by Chief Justice Warren Burger in the East Room of the White House.
Our great republic is a government of laws and not of men. Here, the people rule, but there is a higher power. By whatever name, we honor him, who ordains not only righteousness but love, not only justice but mercy. As we bind up the internal wounds of Watergate, more painful and more poisonous than those of foreign wars, let us restore the golden rule to our political process, and let brotherly love purge our hearts of suspicion and of hate.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Bret Baier Show with Fox News chief political anchor Bret Baier.
You know, Chad, the tariff situation with this lawsuit that is eventually going to end up at the Supreme Court, the tariffs can stay in place until October 14th. What's the feeling on Capitol Hill? You know, there are many countries still in line trying to negotiate here, and they don't really know if they're going to be sticking around.
And that's the one thing when you talk to lawmakers, especially when they're cutting, you know, some of these deals with corporations, you know, that this is kind of the imprimatur that that's part of the trade deal. You know, if they have business in those countries or maybe they're based in some of those countries, is that a factor as well? The one thing that's the unwritten element in all this, because it's something you can't evaluate under the Congressional Budget Office, is that they have actually brought in revenue from these tariffs. It's not enough to absolutely blow a hole in the deficit, but it certainly helps the overall bottom line, and there's some conservative Republicans who will point to that. But again, you know, this cracks open the door, especially as Congress comes back to session and members have been out in their home states and districts and hearing from constituents about the cost of things and, you know, is this affecting their bottom line or their businesses or restaurants went out of business or whatnot. And so we'll know more in a couple of weeks about how Republicans specifically feel about that. You know, they have always been willing to give deference to President Trump, especially on this issue. And that might, you know, start to change, especially the fact that they have heard from some of their constituents over the past few weeks during the August recess. And moreover, those who were maybe willing to kind of, you know, stand by the president tepidly, if they're saying, well, you know, we need to assert ourselves, I could see something where there's a piece of legislation, perhaps. Because remember, this was supposed to be directed by the Congress, not coming directly from the president. There's some members up here who, you know, on the Republican side, when you talk to them off to the side, off the record or on background, they will tell you they think that the president seized too much authority by declaring this an emergency. And I think that Congress would rather be involved and rather legislate something like this, and it would probably be something much more narrow. The problem for that, of course, is that they're then on the hook. And that they're, you know, they're more than willing to give this leeway to President Trump. And as Harold knows, you know, members up here, they're really for or against a lot of things until you got to vote for something. And then when you have to put your name next to that, that card, you know, green or red or whatever it is, and you're on the record, they don't like to do that.
Yeah, much easier to get to know. Harold, they're coming up to this fiscal cliff again. Funding the government. There's some word that Chuck Schumer may want to stir the pot and push this shutdown and say we're going to fight Trump with everything we have, especially if Republicans come back with rescissions to cut things back. But the word I'm getting is that the White House doesn't really care. They've got the big, beautiful bill. They've got the funding for ICE. They've got the funding for the wall. They've got the funding for Defense Department. And they kind of welcome a showdown, shutdown.
So, you know, It is unfortunate. Chad's right. The men and women there have ceded a lot of responsibility over the last several years. It amazes me. Congress now governs in the face and the threat and specter of defaults, of going over cliffs because they can't fund the government. These dates are set. I mean, it'd be like someone saying, I'm shocked that Christmas is on December 25th. It happens every year. Or the 4th of July again is coming, July 4th. How does it sneak up on me so much? Chad knows it as well as I do, and the two of you do as well. Congress has passed the budget less than five times on time in the last 50 years. The government runs out of money every year September 30. And we have a great sense because of the prognostications and predictions of the Treasury Department and the National Economic Council when we may eclipse or breach this debt. Now, we've been fortunate in the last few months that because of the tariffs, because of the revenue generated from the tariffs, the bond market hadn't reacted terribly. And as a matter of fact, some of the credit rating agencies have decided not to downgrade our debt. But if what you're saying is correct, Brad, and I'm not suggesting that your sources are not telling you the truth, that they're willing to take on this fight, the White House. And remember, Schumer got in a lot of political trouble last year for what many Democrats thought was capitulating to President Trump and not allowing the government to shut down. You have to think, when you think about local politics here in New York City with the mayoral race and Mr. Mandami, the real progressive candidate who has been a lightning rod in the Democratic Party and nationally, is he willing to, will Chuck Schumer be willing to negotiate again with Donald Trump? And if the president doesn't want to, I think the real losers, and probably the most disturbing thing I've heard in the last 2 weeks, is just how the dichotomy and the gulf between the people earning over $250,000 a year and much higher, and people who are earning much less, how they're spending. You look at all the retail stores, the big high-end name ones. I was told by a great pal out of Dallas who runs a big set of shopping centers there that they can't keep Rolexes in the Rolex store. And then I saw my friend not long ago in the last 24 hours on television who sells McDonald's saying that they're introducing not the value meal, but the extra value meal, because so many of their customers aren't able to afford the value meal. The real losers are going to be the American people, particularly the working class American groups across the country, who I believe Democrats have lost, and who put Mr. Trump over the finish line, both in 16 and again in 2024. So I'm hopeful that one side will not only blink, but decide to do what's right for the country. Because I don't think we can downplay this meeting, and no one is, this meeting in Beijing with these three leaders. For them to come together, and I think we should recognize we are the most important country in the world. We're the wealthiest country in the world. We have the most important companies in the world. Half of the market cap value in all the world are companies that are listed here in America. We have the greatest universities in the world, the best researchers. But as much as we're the important country, the most important, we're not the only country. And that meeting yesterday or a few days ago, what it signaled to me, in my lifetime, I've not seen anything quite like that, even with the tensions they have. And then for the North Korean leader to come out today and say he's looking at developing another intercontinental ballistic missile, whether he's bluffing or not, I think it's all coming on the heels of what's happening overseas. So it's not encouraging. If I was a voter living where I'm from in the middle of Tennessee, I live in New York now, earning $40,000 a year, trying to make ends meet, this is not the conversation I'd want to hear happening, that the president's willing to take the Democrats on and the Democrats are willing to take the Republicans on. It sounds like deja vu all over again, yeah, as that New York catcher once said.
Yeah, yeah. Martha, there is this sense that Democrats are trying to find the pushback, trying to find the passion, and the passion is on the left, and that's getting all the oxygen. So they're trying to push back against National Guard troops and federalizing police. They're trying to push back against, yeah, and maybe a shutdown. But it seems like both of those efforts are exactly opposite of maybe what their populations are pushing for.
Yeah, I had Jose Arustimuno on my panel, and he talked about, he said, I wish Pritzker would call the president and say, let's get together and talk about this. He also said, I'm really happy to hear that, and we're getting more details on this, that U.S. forces just blew up a drug cartel boat off the coast of Venezuela. And he's a Democrat strategist saying these are good things. We should be applauding a pushback to the Venezuelan drug cartels, which are bringing fentanyl into this country and all kinds of other stuff. And, you know, this is exactly what I think in the last presidential election really brought more urban voters into the Trump camp, because he seemed to understand what was going on, that they want less crime. You know, all of this, when I look back at it, Brett and Harold and Chad, it goes back to 2020. It goes back to the George Floyd. It goes back to the defunding of police, the increase of these no-bail policies in cities across the country. And what has happened as a result of it? It has made these cities more dangerous. It has forced younger people into crime. They get bounced right back onto the street. There's no lesson learned from that experience. Then, you know, it's easier maybe to, you know, rob a few people or ride around on a moped and steal a couple of purses than it is to go get a job. And that is just perpetuating in this culture. So I think it's a pretty tough argument on the part of some of these Democratic governors.
Here we go. Okay, panel, thanks. Now for a bit of history. September 2nd, 1945, World War II officially comes to an end. A Japanese delegation boarded the USS Missouri and signed the instrument of surrender before Allied leaders, including General Douglas MacArthur and representatives from nations like China, the UK, and the Soviet Union. Solemn ceremony witnessed by thousands of Allied sailors marked not only Japan's surrender, but also the conclusion of 6 years of global war, signaling the dawn of peace and the beginning of post-war recovery.
Alan Lomax, who died in 2002, was an American folklorist and musicologist. Lomax was involved in the archive of folk songs at the Library of Congress and a pioneering oral historian who recorded the early story of American folk artists.
Since I was 17, that was pretty close to 18 straight years. I'd been in every back alley and every little town, and I got so I wasn't feeling fresh about America. It was coming out of my ears, and I wasn't enjoying it anymore. So it seemed to me that the big problem that time was to make the world feel like a world of various people speaking various languages, all about the same big human problem.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
From around the world,
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hand.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Joe DiMaggio was named the greatest living player in a 1969 poll of sports writers. He took the great American pastime of baseball to new heights during his career and defined the term sports hero in the 40s and 50s. Jolden Joe was known for the power of his batting. After World War II, he became a national hero, and even people who didn't like the New York Yankees liked Joe. He announced his retirement in 1952.
I said last spring, I thought this would be my last year. I wish I could have had a better year, but even if I had hit 350, this would have been my last year for me anyway. You all know I've had my share of injuries and setbacks during my career. In recent years, these have been too frequent to laugh for. When baseball is no longer fun, it's no longer a game. And so, I've played my last game of ball.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
You don't have to check your religion at the door at this science museum, and you also don't have to suspend your scientific knowledge to enter its portals. In fact, both your faith and intellect will be stimulated by the intense marriage of the two. David Reeves, founder of the newly created Wonder Center and Science Museum in Tennessee.
It's always been a passion to look at science and then look at the designs within science.
Reeves has built the largest science museum from a faith perspective in the world. He says the mind and the spirit are elevated by bringing them together. He says, although the Bible is not a science book, it contains scientific truths, like one discovered by Naval Commander Matthew Fontaine Maury, who long ago charted ocean patterns after being inspired by Psalm 8, which talks of paths in the sea, long before anyone knew such order existed.
And he used his brilliant mind to study those things and indeed found what the Bible was talking about all along.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Bret Baier Show with Fox News chief political anchor Bret Baier.
Well, NASA wants to send astronauts to the surface of the moon by 2027. The Artemis II mission around the moon scheduled for next April. Joining us is the acting administrator of NASA. He's also the transportation secretary, Sean Duffy. Mr. Secretary, thanks for being here.
Bret, good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
You know, there's a notable tone shift in that video and how you're talking about it. This is seems like another space race and acknowledging that China is on the move.
I think it's important to be honest, right? And so China's making great leaps in their space program. And it's important to note that their civil and military space program, there's no difference. They're all the same. And as you know, the U.S. comes in peace, right? We want our partners around the world to come together, and we want to win the second space race to the moon. But we know that China wants to get there before us. We're not going to let it happen.
So next April, in 2026 is the next mission, and then 27, and is the hope to get to Mars in the early 30s?
So first off, the mission is hopefully we're going to beat that April date. I'm not going to put too much pressure on us, but we hope we can do first part of the year. That is going to be a mission, a four-man crew that's going to go out and around the moon. Artemis 3 is going to be when we land back on the moon. We're going to stay for a longer period of time, anywhere from 8 to 12 days on the moon. The longest time in the past was 3 days. And again, we're going to start sending payloads to the moon to start building our base camp. And then from there, again, we want to get in the early 30s to Mars. And this is critical. What we learn on the space station, what we learn on the mission to the moon is going to be critical to make sure we can sustain life. It's an 8-plus-month mission to Mars. And then you got to stay there, and then you got to come back. So again, it's critical lessons learned to make sure we can accomplish all those goals.
You know, it doesn't come without criticism, obviously, there's a lot flying around on Capitol Hill. Former astronaut, Senator from Arizona, Mark Kelly, wrote an op-ed in the New York Times. He said this: NASA is reportedly losing up to 4,000 employees, including some of its most experienced and specialized workers, because Mr. Trump is trying to take a sledgehammer to the civilian workforce. It has a stand-in administrator in Sean Duffy, who has a second job running the Department of Transportation. And in May, the Trump administration proposed a 24% cut to NASA's budget.
the largest single year cut in history, saying all of that is a bad thing if you're trying to get to all of these markers.
Yeah, so I get along well with Mark Kelly. I think he buys into the space exploration mission. But under President Trump's budget, what the senator failed to mention was the president actually put more money into space exploration down on it. And we do have a role in earth sciences. We played a critical role in the flooding in Texas and wildfires and farming, and we're still going to do that. But we are the only agency that explores and explores beyond the stars. And again, Mark Kelly agrees with that. And again, we're not a jobs program. We are an exploration agency. We have enough money to accomplish that mission. And again, we've seen this all throughout government. Again, if we can do more with less, we're going to.
We saw Secretary of State Rubio joking on Labor Day about his four jobs.
For me personally, this is the most meaningful Labor Day of my life as someone with four jobs. And so...
You're gaining on him. How is that all going?
You know, our DOT is humming. Our air traffic control, our modernization of the airspace, that's going well. And so I do have some room to get this mission focused. But again, I think it needed direction, Brett. I think the American people thought that, you know, the NASA mission was fully focused on exploration. And what I've seen, and I've tried to tell the American people, is we have lost that focus. But again, if you look at government, Brett, one of the greatest agencies that we have is NASA. People get excited about NASA. They get excited about exploration. Around the world, they love NASA. And again, I'm here to tell you, we are going back to the moon and we're going to go to Mars.
We have a lot of viewers who love space stories. We've done a lot of space, a series of stories. So please keep us in the loop. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Brett.
The display of Chinese might ongoing in real time shows the need for the United States to demonstrate strength and resolve.
Yeah, I thought it was a beautiful ceremony. I thought it was very, very impressive. But I understood the reason they were doing it, and they were hoping I was watching, and I was watching. My relationship with all of them is very good. We're going to find out how good it is over the next week or two.
Well, it is a different dynamic, and you can see the headlines around the world showing that the president welcoming the Polish president to the White House, talking about possibly more troops in the region with Russia, and then Putin and Kim Jong-un and President Xi showing this sign of strength at this military parade, is how the BBC describes it. This as there is movement in Ukraine. As you look at the map, Vladimir Putin is saying that Russian forces are massing along the border. And he is saying that Russia will achieve all aims militarily if Ukraine does not agree to a deal. So with that as the backdrop, let's bring in our panel. Fox News Chief Political Analyst Britt Hume, Susan Page, Washington Bureau Chief at USA Today, and Josh Krashauer, Fox News Radio Political Analyst. Britt, it is a shift, and it does feel like something is shifting on the world stage.
Well, that was an impressive collection of tyrants and dictators and third world leaders. The question really is how closely they're all knitted together now. And the interesting entity to watch, it seems to me, is India. India, you know, back during the Cold War, had a long history of snuggling up to the old Soviet Union, and it gave American policymakers fits. I remember a guy I was working for at one time, Jack Anderson, won a Pulitzer Prize for disclosing that the U.S. had tilted toward Pakistan during the India-Pakistan war back in the 70s. So there's a long history here. But Modi, the leader of India, has been pretty close to President Trump and gotten along well with him. It's a valued ally, but now we've socked these tariffs on them, and it remains to be seen how closely they'll snuggle up to the Russians and the Chinese now.
Yeah, speaking of that, Susan, you know, the threat of additional tariffs, there is a bipartisan bill, Lindsey Graham, Blumenthal, to have secondary sanctions or tariffs against countries that do business with Russia and Russian oil. The president seems to be getting frustrated with what he's seeing. Take a listen. He's asked about President Putin.
You've expressed many times your frustration and disappointment with Putin, but there's no action since you took your office.
How do you know there's no action? Would you say that putting secondary sanctions on India, the largest purchaser outside of China, they're almost equal, would you say there was no action? That costs hundreds of billions of dollars to Russia.
And he's considering more, Susan.
Yes, but he's not gotten what he promised a couple weeks ago, which was a bilateral meeting with Putin and Zelensky, and then a trilateral meeting that would include him, and then a peace deal on the way. And it is not the first time that we've seen Putin kind of seem to play Trump for time, and yet we wait for President Trump to actually do some direct action against Russia to kind of implement the frustration that he must be feeling about that. It's been, I think, perplexing. Definitely concerns in India about the imposition of those tariffs. That's a little indirect for an affront that seems pretty direct to me from Putin to Trump.
You know, Josh, there is this hot mic moment that is a little surreal. I want to play a piece of it. It was in Peter's piece. Take a listen.
In the past, people rarely lived longer than 70 years. But today, they say that at 70, you are still a child.
Human organs can be continuously transplanted. The longer you live, the younger you become, and can even achieve immortality.
I mean, this is like Legion of Doom stuff, Josh. It's transplanting younger organs to achieve more immortality is quite something.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a creepy soundbite, but look, it underscores the fact that these are totalitarian leaders who think that they will, you know, be leaders of their country forever. They have no sense of political mortality because they plan on holding power forever. And I do think it was a little bit unsettling to see what really is sort of, to use the parlance of George W. Bush, a new axis of evil trying to put together an alliance with China, Russia, North Korea. I think Britt is absolutely right that Modi's appearance with the Chinese leader is a very unsettling development as well, because we want India on our side. They've been in the first Trump term. India was a close United States ally. Now it seems like with these tariffs, it's gravitating a little bit against the West. So, like, these are important decisions for Trump in the weeks ahead. Especially with Russia, we had a lot of talk, but we haven't seen a lot of action. I'm going to be watching closely. Brett, you mentioned the Lindsey Graham sanctions bill. That is going to be the one stick that Trump can use, and it, I think, would be important for him to send a strong message if Putin doesn't come to the diplomatic table.
Yeah, and Britt, President Trump is going to talk to President Zelensky, and one would think that there was going to have to be another step here, or he's going to have to say something different about what the next action is.
Well, he's had a strange affinity, it seems to me, for a long time to Vladimir Putin. One imagines that he's come off of that a bit in recent times, because I think he feels like he's been jerked around. And the step to put the secondary tariffs on India was a manifestation he's willing to do something. The question now is how much more. Obviously, he's prepared to send weapons, with Europe paying the bill to Ukraine, which is something Ukraine very badly needs. There are other steps he could take to include, you know, getting, there's an international exchange system that Russia needs to be a part of for its economy. The U.S. could kick them out of that, and if they did, that would be a very big deal. So there are tools at the president's disposal. The question is when and if he will use them.
More of the Brett Baer Show coming up.
Free trial is 7 days. If customer does not cancel prior to the end of a trial period, fees will apply.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. Open Phone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Open Phone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place, so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to... Need to take calls on the go? Open Phone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call, so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With Open Phone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions, and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with Open Phone. Open Phone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try OpenPhone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try. openphone.com/try.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Our needs are different. Big Wireless wants us in an unlimited plan, but if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on affordable, reliable plans, including data that suits your needs, not ours. Our plans start at just $20, and you'll get the best customer service in the business.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Jana Steen, Fox News senior meteorologist and host of the Jana Steen Podcast. Join me every Sunday as I focus on stories of hope and people who are truly rays of sunshine in their community and across the world. Be sure to subscribe to the Jana Steen Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
This is Jason Chaffetz from the Jason in the House podcast. Join me every Monday to dive deeper into the latest political headlines and chat with remarkable guests to hear their take on American life, politics, and entertainment. And don't forget, there's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com
or wherever you download podcasts.
Must listen to podcasts from Fox News Audio. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Jana Steen, Fox News senior meteorologist and host of the Jana Steen Podcast. Join me every Sunday as I focus on stories of hope and people who are truly rays of sunshine in their community and across the world. Be sure to subscribe to the Jana Steen Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
This is Jason Chaffetz from the Jason in the House podcast. Join me every Monday to dive deeper into the latest political headlines and chat with remarkable guests to hear their take on American life, politics, and entertainment. And don't forget, there's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com
or wherever you download podcasts.
Must listen to podcasts from Fox News Audio.
Brett Baer Show with Fox News chief political anchor Brett Baer.
I ask you, President Trump and members of Congress, why do we continue to cover up sexual abuse and assault? Who are we covering for? I never thought that I would find myself here. The only reason that I am here is because it feels like the people who matter in this country finally care about what we have to say.
We know the names. Many of us were abused by them. Now, together as survivors, we will confidentially compile the names we all know.
This is a Democrat hoax that never ends. They're trying to get people to talk about something that's totally irrelevant to the success that we've had as a nation since I've been president.
Epstein accusers rallying up on Capitol Hill. Axios writes it this way. MAGA splinters as Epstein fight returns to Congress. Representatives Thomas Massey, Ro Khanna are seeking to force a House vote mandating the full release of the Justice Department's documents on Epstein. Despite President Trump's insistence on moving on, MAGA has not budged. The coming weeks will test what else, if anything, GOP leadership can do to steer attention off of the most enduring controversy of Trump's presidency so far. Back with the panel. Josh, it does not seem to be going away, and obviously these victims have compelling stories, and they are going to continue to tell them, they say.
No, that was quite a moment on Capitol Hill, hearing the really heartbreaking testimony from the Epstein victims. But this is becoming, or Trump at least is making this a partisan fight. And it's notable that there aren't a whole lot of Republican defectors. We saw Marjorie Taylor Greene speak at the press conference. Obviously, Thomas Massie is behind this bipartisan petition to discharge to try to get the full release of the documents. But there aren't a whole lot of other Republicans that are joining them. And I think at a time when partisan loyalty is really the currency of politics in Washington, I don't think you'll see this measure pass. And I think you may be as likely to see Thomas Massie, who's a target of Trump right now, facing a primary challenge than you will actually see movement. And I know Mike Johnson wants to have an alternative path to actually work through the Oversight Committee to get this handled rather than having a public release of the documents.
Susan?
You know, I disagree with Josh on this. I think while Democrats are delighting that this story keeps going on, the force behind it is voters who align with Trump, or MAGA voters who believe they have been deceived on this, who have refused to accept the explanation of Mike Johnson and Donald Trump and other Republicans that everything is out. And the document dump last night of documents like 97% had been released before is not going to settle this issue. I'm not sure what will. I think this goes on, and I think it continues to draw its fuel, its fire, from MAGA, not from Democrats.
Yeah, and, you know, Britt, it is something, this document dump, a lot of it had been out. There was a lot redacted. There is a call for, you know, full transparency here, with the caveat that you have to protect the victims.
You know, Britt, back during the Russia collusion to-do, I used to say that that story had traveled farther on less evidence than any scandal I'd ever seen. This thing is beginning to give it a run for its money. I mean, look, these women tell these terrible stories about awful things that happened. I don't doubt they did. They were terrible. But when they start naming names, and the names aren't the names we've already heard, and when they tell us something about politicians doing something other than simply associating with this guy, Jeffrey Epstein, then I think the story will get some renewed life. But I think it's a living now on people's suppositions and conspiracy theories, and the evidence of anybody beside Epstein doing anything terribly wrong here is pretty thin at the moment.
Meantime, there's some rebranding going on, or at least trying to go on Capitol Hill. Take a listen.
So you're talking about the One Big Beautiful Bill. So do we have a name change coming?
Well, the best marketer out there is our president, and he used the name One Big Beautiful Bill to help get it passed, and now to try to explain to the American people, he's suggesting we call it the Working Families Tax Cut, which is exactly what it is. It's a big component of it.
They're squirming. They know this bill is unpopular. So now what do they want to do? Change the name? Changing the name isn't going to open rural hospitals that are closing.
You know, Josh, it is something about, you know, going into the details of a bill, and the One Big Beautiful Bill, White House aides are saying it's just not cutting it when they're talking about it, and these town halls are becoming increasingly upset about it.
Yeah, look, Trump is the master of branding, and calling it the Big Beautiful Bill when it was a complicated reconciliation piece of legislation was the way to get it through Congress, was the way to get every Republican on Trump's side. But it's actually proving to be a problem when it comes to actually selling the public what's actually in this legislation. Look, this is a tax cut and immigration enforcement bill. That's what the White House wants to communicate to voters. But I think Democrats have been more effective in talking about the Medicaid cuts that are also part of the legislation to balance the money out. And look, the midterms are coming closer. Democrats think that they actually can use that argument about cuts to entitlement programs, to Medicaid, as an effective message against Republicans in the big elections.
Susan?
Yeah, you know, it took months of constant repetition for us to all call it One Big Beautiful Bill. So it's going to take a lot of, I think, effort to rebrand this one.
Yeah, Britt?
I don't think the people who gave us the Inflation Reduction Act should be doing any complaining about the improper naming of bills. There is, after all, the preservation of a tax cut in here, so this bill could be named that, I guess, legitimately.
We'll hear a lot about it heading to 26. Pennell, thanks so much. That'll do it for this week. You can hear more of this series at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Make sure to leave a rating and a review. We want to hear from you. I'm Brett Baer. We'll see you next time.
Trial is 7 days. If customer does not cancel prior to the end of a trial period, fees will apply.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. Open Phone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Open Phone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to need to take calls on the go? Open Phone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call, so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With OpenPhone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions, and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with OpenPhone. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try OpenPhone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try. openphone.com/try.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.